So we're building up to Yom Yerushalayim. There's a lot to think about, the Six-Day War, Yerushalayim history. And so much of our thoughts of Yerushalayim are religious, Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, and so much of them are messianic, returning to Yerushalayim, Vil Yerushalayim, Ircha Berachamim Tashuv, that sometimes we forget about something much more, I wouldn't say basic, but something a little bit less messianic, I would say. Although it has messianic undertones as well. Yerushalayim is referred to in Tanakh, in Tehillim Kuf Chav Beis, as Ir Shechubra LeYachdav, perhaps one of the most famous, if not the most famous, drasha about Yerushalayim. Yeshua Malevi says, Hakol Nasa Chavim, everyone becomes friendly. Well, a lot of you have been in Yerushalayim. Not everyone is so friendly in Yerushalayim. Bus drivers aren't always friendly. People, the drivers aren't always so friendly. So it's obviously it's not friendliness, but it's integration, it's solidarity, it's association. And there's something about Yerushalayim that has a kinetic draw, even on Jews for whom Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, Torah, Davening, all the associations that we as Orthodox religious Jews typically draw to Yerushalayim, those associations, they don't mean much to some of the other types of Jews, especially in Israel, but across the world. But there's something about Yerushalayim, the legacy, the past, the promise, the iconic meaning of Yerushalayim, that just captures people's imagination, that magnetizes them. I wrote an article in one of the newspapers called The City of Magnets. And it came to the surface in 67, those images of soldiers at the Kotel, those iconic images, and the shofar blowing. There was a religious revival, a religious resurgence. And you can't just measure the resurgence of religion in the wake of 67 based on how many more people are putting on tefillin and keeping kashrus, because it's not all or nothing, and because there's no question that today's Israel is a far more traditional environment, and it's expressed politically, and it's expressed in so many ways. I was just watching with my wife the other night, and we tried to spend some time together watching the news, just to, because our days are just so brushed, and now she's working, and I'm working, plus we're running the home. There's about a famous radio personality in Israel. I wasn't really aware of her. The husband's a radio personality. Is she a radio person? I don't think so. But she's becoming more well-known because, unfortunately, she's stricken with cancer. And she's led a valiant, valiant battle, a very public battle, been supporting people who have cancer. She's sharing it on various social media. So it was a documentary about her. And just, she's not from, her husband isn't from, almost a typical, I believe that they're Sephardic, and it's more potent in the Sephardic world. Even people that don't keep halacha and Mishnah Berurah or Kaf HaChayim, there's just so much religion to them, just being about Hashem and the Nisayon, and Hashem will take care. It's just, you felt like you were dealing with a Jewish religious person, obviously without the formal institutional halacha, which is so important to full avodas Hashem. And you have so much that's in Israel, it's called Masorati, and of course, on the extremes, you have people who aren't religious, and you have people who are anti-religious. And you have it outside of Israel as well, people who feel deeply religious, but either have severed themselves from halacha, or in their minds have redefined halacha in a way that gives it a modern tonality. But it's certainly in Israel, such a more religious environment than it was before 67. Think of it this way. The two major visits of Yerushalayim in Sefer Bereishis. Of course, Avram visits Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalim, but the two Yerushalayim visits are Avram at Har Moriah in the Akedah, then the Vayera, and Yaakov running in Vayetze. And there are three elements that characterize Yaakov's second visit, and those are the elements which I think capture Yerushalayim as it pertains to non-religious Jews. We're non-Orthodox, we're not halachic practicing Jews. Number one, Yaakov's not aware. He's not aware. There's something about the Jewish vision. They're not aware. They can't articulate it. But 67, the Kotel, Yerushalayim, it captures their soul. Number two, he's not there to bring a carbon. He's not there in a religious or an overtly religious moment to submit to the will of Hashem. He's there basically looking for protection. And for so many people, that sense that Hashem is protecting us in this land and steering Jewish history and protecting our soldiers. It's when you don't have the 613 and the thousands of blood, and there's so many ways in which religious people can interface with Hashem. But for non-religious people, a lot of it has to do with protection. Avinu Malkeinu, Or Avinu Chai. And the third part is there's a strong sense of legacy and of past. Ephraim, of course, has no legacy because no one has been to that mountain. Yaakov at some point becomes aware that it's based on Lukim, the Shar HaShemayim. Rashi says, Esher She'elech V'makam Shalchu Avosah. He's aware that it's a place that has been visited by his parents, and because of that, his grandfather, it has meaning. It's Yaakov's visit, which I think profiles the draw of Yerushalayim for non-religious Jews.